I'm Jonathan Mayo.
And I am Sarah Stock Mayo. The moment we arrived in Asheville, we found its particular magic working its way into our souls.
I've always loved where I was raised, had fun there as a boy.
People have always been coming here to heal, to connect.
But underneath a lot of these mountaintops are crystals, and a lot of people think that's what brings the people here.
This is not the podcast we set out to create.
Minor League Baseball is an outlet for the community. You can, you know, go on first dates, but also if there's been a tragic event in the community, you come together at the ballpark.
We wanted to combine our passions, particularly baseball and the arts.
These stories of Asheville were gathered 7 months after Hurricane Helene.
Before the storm, there was already a really connected art scene.
Took us all by surprise as we watched the water rise. Hurt so much to look around at what used to be our town.
So what started out as an idea to talk to people about how they built community in small cities took on another life as people began to share their stories with us.
And something as trivial as asking a man for a barbecue sandwich changed my life forever.
This is a community that's...
We've been through so much together.
And through these conversations, something worth saving, Asheville, Stories of Resilience, was born.
I have a lifelong friend, a good friend, that I will spend the rest of my days appreciating his friendship, and he will me.
In this place, it became more and more apparent that while the light may have temporarily dimmed, it was most definitely not snuffed out.
We found that this city of about 100,000 people had a uniquely indomitable spirit. And in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene, civilians had to rely on that resolve more than ever. And we wanted to honor that resilience by sharing their stories.
Something Worth Saving, Asheville, Stories of Resilience, premieres this fall, wherever you get your podcasts.